Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here to, well, crack open some big ideas and see if we can find the practical wisdom inside.
That's the plan.
And today, we're tackling something really universal.
Mm.
It's that feeling, you know, fear.
Mm. We all know it.
Yeah, whether it's just this little knot in your stomach or, you know, something much bigger, it just feels like this heavy thing sometimes, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It can really hang over us.
But what if? What if there's a way to actually understand where it comes from, like the real root of it?
And not just understand it, but maybe find a path through it towards trust.
Exactly. That's what we're aiming for today, getting some clarity on this very personal thing that pretty much everyone experiences. It's a journey, really, from being stuck in worry to feeling more empowered.
It sounds like a worthwhile journey.
We think so, too. And our guide today, our insights, they come from some really profound wisdom shared by senior mentor, author Eddie Murray.
Yes. His work is quite something.
It really is. We're looking specifically at his newsletter, The Root of Our Fears and the Path to Trust. And honestly, what Eddie Murray shares, it's eye-opening.
He has a way of making complex things feel simpler, more accessible.
Right. So our goal here is to unpack his wisdom, pull out the simple, practical things that you listening right now can maybe use. Straight away.
Looking at how our thoughts really do shape things.
And how we can maybe take back a bit of control over our inner world. So let's dive in.
Okay. It's a fascinating area because, you know, fear feels so complicated, so many different faces to it.
Mm-hmm.
But Eddie Murray, he brings this remarkable simplicity to it. He helps cut through all that noise.
How does he do that?
By encouraging us to look inward, really, and to realize the power we actually have to, well, handle these feelings differently.
And he starts somewhere really fundamental, doesn't he? I found this part quite striking. According to Murray, what's the single core belief that almost all our fears grow from? What's right at the bottom?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. Eddie Murray points to one, just one, core belief. I am not worthy.
Wow. I am not worthy.
Yeah. And he says this isn't just some vague notion. It's often deep down, maybe unconscious even, but it can quietly shape our whole lives.
How so?
Well, think about it. If deep down you believe you're not worthy, doesn't it make sense that you'd worry about failing or not being loved enough or feeling unsafe?
Yeah, I can see that. It connects a lot of dots.
Exactly. It's like the hidden thread running through so many different anxieties.
I am not worthy. That's quite something to sit with, isn't it? Makes you think about your own stuff.
It really does.
But Murray doesn't just leave us there with that big, maybe uncomfortable idea. He helps us break it down, right? He talks about four basic forms of fear to help us get a better handle on ourselves.
Yes, he does. It's like different ways that core belief, I am not worthy, shows up in our daily lives. Different masks it wears, you could say.
Okay, so what are these four forms he identifies?
Right, so the first one is, I am not enough.
That sounds familiar.
Very common, right. It's that feeling behind, like, imposter syndrome or always needing to be perfect or constantly looking for approval from others.
That little voice saying you didn't do enough or you aren't smart enough or good enough.
Precisely. It pushes us to keep striving, sometimes endlessly, just to feel okay.
Okay, that's number one. What's the second?
Second is, I am powerless to change something.
Helplessness.
Yeah, that deep feeling of being stuck, you know, trapped in a situation, overwhelmed by things happening in the world, feeling like you've got no control, no way to make a difference.
Like you're just being swept along.
Exactly, powerless.
Got it. And the third one?
Third is, love means pain.
Oof, that sounds tough.
It often comes from past hurts, you know,
yeah.
Disappointments, betrayals, and relationships.
You build walls.
Right. You might push people away, avoid getting close because you're afraid connection will just lead to more suffering. Maybe you struggle to trust people.
Makes sense, sadly. Okay, and the last one, the fourth.
And the fourth is, the world is not a safe place.
So, a general kind of insecurity.
Yeah, feeling anxious about what's around the corner, worrying about money or health or disasters or even just conflict with people. It can make you hyper-vigilant, always on edge.
Like a constant low-level dread.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay, so those are the four. I am not enough. I am powerless. Love means pain. And the world is not safe.
Mm.
Just take a quiet moment, if you're listening, and notice if any of those sound particularly familiar in your own life.
No judgment needed, just noticing.
Yeah, just gentle awareness. It's actually helpful to have these categories, isn't it? It puts a name to those vague, unsettling feelings sometimes.
And they can definitely overlap, too. Like, if you feel not enough, maybe you also fear that love means pain because you don't think you deserve the real thing.
Yeah, that connection makes perfect sense. Now, Eddie Murray also points out something crucial. As long as we see ourselves as victims, we feel helpless. That really hits home, that feeling of being at the mercy of things.
Yeah.
But I can imagine someone listening thinking, hang on, some situations are helpless. What about things genuinely outside my control? How does Murray address that?
That's a really important question. And he's not saying bad things don't happen or that we control everything outside us.
Right.
But he immediately follows that feeling of helplessness with this incredibly empowering idea. He says, but that is just a picture in your mind.
Just a picture.
Yeah. He goes on, in truth, you yourself have the power to change your reality. If you don't like your life, you can reshape it. You are not a victim. You are a co-creator of your life.
Co-creator.
Not victim. Exactly. So while the external event might be out of your hands, your internal experience, your response to it, that's where your power lies.
Yes.
You choose how you engage with what happens.
That's a massive shift in perspective, isn't it? From feeling like life just happens to you to realizing you have this inner power that you're co-creating your experience.
Yeah. It changes the game. It's not about pretending challenges aren't real. It's about owning your part in how you meet them and move forward.
So, okay, if we accept this idea, this co-creator mindset, how do we actually start doing that? What are the practical steps?
Well, that's exactly where Murray guides us next. He gives us four clear practical keys. Things we can actually do to start turning that fear towards trust.
Okay, brilliant. Let's get practical. What are these four keys?
The very first key he shares is take responsibility.
Okay. What does that mean exactly?
It means, as he puts it, recognize and accept that it is your fear. Often we say, my job makes me anxious or that person makes me scared.
Right. We blame outwards.
Yeah. But Murray invites us to shift that. It's not denying the trigger, but owning the feeling itself as an internal thing. When you say, this is my fear, you take back agency.
So it's like saying, okay, this feeling is happening inside me so I can work with it.
Precisely. It's not self-blame. It's recognizing where the power to change actually resides within you.
Okay. Take responsibility. Got it. What's key number two?
Key number two is stay in the now.
The present moment.
Yes. He says, only in the present moment do you have the strength. He really stresses this. The past, it's done. The future, not here yet.
So all our power is right here, right now.
Exactly. When we're lost in worrying about tomorrow or regretting yesterday, we're draining our energy from the only place change can actually happen.
Makes sense. Like being stuck in traffic, are you fuming about the past meeting or dreading the next one, or just here?
Right. That presence, that's where your strength is found.
Okay. Responsibility now. What's the third key?
The third is feel.
Feel the fear. Isn't that what we're trying to get away from?
Huh. Yeah. It sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Our instinct is usually to push it away, ignore it, distract ourselves.
Totally.
But Murray says, feel the fear instead of pushing it away. It's about allowing the sensation, not getting lost in the story about the fear, but just noticing the raw feeling.
Like, where is it in my body? Is it a tightness?
Yep.
Heat? A sinking feeling?
Exactly that. Just observing it like a scientist without judging it, letting it be there for a moment instead of instantly trying to escape it.
Okay. Feel. That requires some courage. And the fourth key.
The fourth key is embrace.
Embrace the fear.
He says, accept it completely. Without judgment. Now, this doesn't mean you have to like the fear or agree with its scary story.
Right.
It just means accepting that it's present within you right now without fighting it, without labeling it bad. It's that non-judgmental acceptance of what is.
And paradoxically, maybe that's what allows it to shift when you stop wrestling with it.
That's the idea. You stop feeding it with resistance and that creates space for transformation.
Wow. Okay, so take responsibility, stay in the now, feel, and embrace.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take in, but they feel quite simple, fun melody.
Simple, but not always easy to practice.
No, definitely not. As you listen, which one of those feels maybe most challenging for you? Or maybe one feels more natural. Just notice that.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think the feel and embrace parts can be tough. We're so used to pushing discomfort away.
That's really common. Society kind of teaches us that, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Ignore the bad feelings.
Yeah.
But Murray's point is that resisting actually gives the fear more energy. Embracing it starts to take that power back.
That clicks. Now, you mentioned Murray really emphasizes staying in the now. It seems pretty central to his whole approach. Why is the present moment so incredibly important in this shift from fear to trust?
It really is the cornerstone. He explains the power of the now like this. The past is over. The future is not yet here. Only in the present can you choose how you want to be.
Choose how you want to be.
Yes. And then he adds, this choice creates your tomorrow. So our ability to shift from fear to trust, it only exists now, not yesterday, not next week.
So if I'm worrying about something next week, I'm essentially giving my power away from the present.
In a way, yes. You're not in the place where you can actually make a conscious choice that shapes things differently. It's only in this breath, this thought, this choice right now that you build your future reality. Your tomorrow is built out of your nows.
That's powerful. And he describes feelings in a way that really shifts things too, doesn't he? He says, feelings are nothing more than energy in motion.
Yes. That's such a game changer. It takes feelings from being these fixed, heavy things.
To being something more fluid, more dynamic.
Exactly. Like vibrations or currents.
Yeah.
Think about anger. It feels like a surge, right? Sadness might feel heavy still. Murray sees these as actual energetic states within us.
Okay. Energy in motion.
And the crucial part is if it's energy, it can be changed. Like heat can become light. He says, there are no good or bad feelings, only we give them meaning.
We give them meaning.
Right. And then, with our intention, we can change the energy. This is huge. He basically says, you are so powerful that you can transform the vibration of your feelings from fear to trust.
Transform the vibration. How does that actually work? How do we do that? It sounds almost magical.
It's not magic, but it does feel powerful. It works through those four keys we talked about. When you take responsibility, stay in the now, feel and embrace the fear, you stop fighting the energy.
You're observing it instead.
Right. You're not feeding it with resistance or judgment anymore. Your intention shifts. Instead of get rid of this, it becomes, okay, this energy is here, I can allow it, and I choose how I respond.
Ah, so the choice in the present moment is the act of transformation itself.
That's the core of it. You're gently redirecting the energy flow with your awareness and intention, rather than trying to dam it up.
Okay, that makes it feel more grounded. Now, to bring all this together, Eddie Murray offers a really simple, practical tip, doesn't he? Something we can actually do day to day.
He does. It's wonderfully direct and pulls everything together. He says, my tip for you, the next time you feel fear, pause briefly.
Just pause.
Yeah. Then breathe deeply.
Okay. Pause, breathe.
And then say to yourself, that is just energy. I decide what I make of it.
That is just energy. I decide what I make of it. Simple.
But profound, right. It brings you right into the present, acknowledges the feeling as energy, not a fixed truth, and affirms your power as co-creator in that very moment.
So for everyone listening, that's a tool. A simple but really effective tool you can start using right away on this journey from fear towards trust. Notice the fear, pause, breathe, and remind yourself. It's energy. I decide.
It's about practicing that conscious choice.
So as we start to wrap this up, let's recap the core idea from Eddie Murray. Fear often comes from that deep belief, I am not worthy.
But we're not helpless victims.
No, we have this power, this choice to transform it by using those four keys. Take responsibility.
Stay in the now.
Feel.
And embrace. All without judgment.
And recognizing feelings, even fear, as energy we can work with.
And understanding this whole process, it's not like a one and done fix, is it?
No, definitely not.
It's more of a continuous practice, yeah. A way of showing up moment by moment, consciously choosing how you relate to your inner world.
Cultivating that inner landscape, as you said. Okay, so here's a thought to leave you with today. Think about this. What's one small, simple choice you can make today, right now or later today, when you notice a flicker of fear?
Just one small thing.
Yeah. How can you acknowledge that fear, maybe using Murray's tip, and just gently begin to shift its energy towards trust? Even just pausing and breathing, saying, it's just energy. What might open up if you just do that one small thing?
It's a powerful question to carry with you.
We hope these insights from senior mentor, author Eddie Murray, have given you some food for thought, maybe some practical tools.
Hopefully it helps you find your own path towards a bit more peace, a bit more trust.
Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive. Explore these ideas. See what resonates. Until next time, keep diving deep.